The third condition for a long reversal bar is that the closing price for the current day must be in the top half of the trading range. Look at bar number 5 again. On the right-hand side of the bar, you can see a small line protruding out. That line represents the closing price for the day. If that line is in the top half of the bar, you have a reversal bar. Bar number 5 actually closed at its high for the day. We like this even more. At first, spotting reversal bars may seem a bit tricky, but soon you'll be seeing them everywhere. What's nice is that our trading guide teaches you how to program software to find these bars for you. Simply put, a reversal bar has a lower high and a lower low than the previous bar, but closes in the top half. Now let's think about what this means. On the current bar, bar 5, the price went lower than it had the day before. This suggests that the sellers were in control of the stock at the beginning of the trading day, driving the price down even more. But by the end of the day, the buyers were in control, bringing the price all the way back to its high for the day. This suggests that the stock may have run out of sellers, at least in the short term.